This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. As always, if you need more information on the show, more information on our guests, reach out to us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. Or you can always listen to the show anytime you like. Wherever you get your podcast, just head there and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My next guests are power couple and content creators James Holman and Kalia Callahan. They have skyrocketed on social media over the past few years for their relationship goals, lifestyle content, entrepreneurial business ventures, and fashion content. With over 1.4 million followers, they join us this morning to talk about how they make their relationship work under the pressure of social media. It's our pleasure to welcome James and Kalia to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing good. How are you?
Good. How is life in Houston, Texas?
It's beautiful. It's starting to warm up finally. It's hitting like 80 degrees, so I'm outside tanning and, you know, and starting to enjoy the summer already.
All right. We're jealous up here in Ohio. Oh, man. Now, I understand that you guys are college sweethearts. What do you guys remember about meeting and instantly falling in love, right? It was love at first sight, right?
Oh, yes, sir, it was. I saw Kalia in the training room, and I was like, wow, she's definitely got a boyfriend. No way she's walking around and nobody has got her tied down.
What about you, Kalia? Was it love at first sight or like 10th sight?
Definitely. No, it definitely was. It just took us a while to actually, you know, get in a relationship. But we were like really good friends. We were really best friends. That's really how we started our relationship off. And I think that's why we have such a strong relationship, because we were friends for an entire year and a half before we ever like became anything romantic. So.
All right, James, I have to tell you, I have to ask you this. Did she put you in the friend zone? Is that why it took a year?
I mean, I'd like to say that it was the case, but actually I was the one that put her in the friend zone for a year. Ooh. I don't know. You know, guys are stupid. So.
Okay. All right. Enough said, right?
Right.
All right. So let's talk about social media. How did you guys get started on social media, creating content there?
Well, we were actually pretty bored during COVID and we're stuck in the house. And I didn't want anything to do with social media. I didn't think I'd see myself dancing and recording it and posting it and all that stuff. But Kalia wanted to do a couple of dances. I was like, you know what, why not? And so we did a couple and posted them and they did okay. And then past that, I was like, okay, maybe we got something here. And from then on, we started being consistent. And it blew up past that.
Now, I understand you guys have over 1.4 million followers. What is that like? And does that come with a lot of responsibility for you guys?
I would say no. I mean, like, truly, we just post our everyday lives and just the things that we enjoy and care about. So, like, I know a lot of people look at people on social media and like, oh my gosh, they have so many followers. Like, we really just look at ourselves as normal everyday people who just happen to post what our normal everyday lives are. And we have a lot of people who look at it. But honestly, we really feel very normal and consider us to be, you know, just normal everyday people.
Okay. So since you're posting your own video, so you have to say, I look at it as you have this self-imposed spotlight on yourself. What is it like to have your personal life on display? And is there anything that's off limits for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we try to turn off at a certain time every night because it's also nice to get away from it and not let that aspect, you know, kind of control your life. And you want to have some stuff that's sacred and to yourself in your relationship. So there is a time when it's time to turn the phones off and sit down and just have conversations and, you know, kind of get away from that aspect. So for sure, there are some stuff that is off limits. But for the most part, we try to make it like family videos, home videos. So that's pretty much our take on how we go about it.
Now, you have this online presence. So many people are probably looking at you as couple goals. Does that put a lot of pressure on you guys in your relationship to kind of be couple goals for a lot of relationship goals for a lot of people?
No, I wouldn't say no, because we even try to say, tell people that, you know, what you see online is like a small glimpse of stuff. And so we try to tell people all the time that, you know, we, you know, have disagreements here and there, like we're not perfect and every couple goes through rough times and whatnot. So we try to be as transparent with just how our relationship is. You know, that it's not a perfect relationship, because honestly, that's unrealistic, because no relationship is perfect.
You guys do a lot online. You cover relationships, entrepreneurship, fashion. Let's break those down very quickly for our listeners. What's the most important piece of advice you can give to couples in relationships?
Always try to grow. Never stay stagnant. You kind of learn together and you grow together, and that's big.
Yeah, I would say communication too. Like, communication is so important, being open and honest with your partner. And I know from, because we've known each other for, what, like 6 years now? Like, and so from the time that we first met and we were just friends, but up until now, like, we've grown so much and our communication has also grown over time. So I think just prioritizing, like, communication to me is such a big factor in your relationships, because if you guys can't communicate, then pretty much everything else goes to crap. So
all right, what about being entrepreneurs? You guys are entrepreneurs. What advice would you have for our listeners in terms of owning your own business, starting your own business, and running your own business?
Personally, I would say if you can do it in your relationship, that's the best thing, because that's helped even our relationship by starting a business together, because we're both headed in the same direction. We have the same goals. Mm-hmm. We're always doing little meetings, so we're on the same page. So, you know, if you can make it a part of your life, including with your significant other, that is an amazing way to go about it.
Yeah, and I would say also to not be afraid to fail. Anybody who starts a business, whether you're doing it alone or with a partner, you're going to fail multiple times. And so I would say just to keep getting up and don't let it stop you from pursuing that business or whatever your goals or dreams are.
All right. And as content creators, you guys are looked at and you do a lot with fashion. What advice would you give to our listeners in terms of fashion?
Pinterest. If you ever are need some inspiration, there is no shame in going on Pinterest and finding you something that you like and then trying to replicate it.
Yeah, no, for actually, we get a lot of inspo off of Pinterest. So.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so what's the biggest trend that you guys are liking right now? What fashion-wise?
I would say like the tweed fabric. I've really been liking that.
Okay.
That's like very like old money type vibe. That's what I've been really liking lately.
Yeah. Okay.
Here lately, I've been trying to kind of go away from trendy stuff and trying to put more like timeless pieces in my closet. That way it kind of never goes old.
So, and speaking of fashion, I understand that you guys were recently at Fashion Week. What was that experience like?
Because that was amazing. It was definitely out of our comfort zone for sure, I'm not even going to lie to you, but it was a great experience and it's been a goal of ours. So, like, God is moving in our lives and we are just so excited about the opportunities that have already come across for the new year, and especially to be able to check off one of the goals going to New York Fashion Week. So that was a great experience and we hope to be able to do it again for sure.
Yeah, never thought some small town country boy would end up in New York at a fashion show. So that was pretty awesome.
Okay. And so what brought you guys there?
We kind of set it as one of our goals was to get there. And so we started trying to post more fashion stuff and we started networking with people that were going to be there. And the opportunity came around. And so we were all full go.
Yeah, we went to the Alice and Olivia presentation. And then we got invited to go to Snow Chagall's presentation also. She had launched her new winter fall collection, so we got to try on some of the pieces and
Clea got fitted.
Yeah. And then I got fitted for runway show that I got to attend. So
we helped run.
Yeah. So that was super cool too. It was a crazy experience.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to power couple and content creators James Holman and Clea Callahan. They're here this morning to talk about living life on social media. Now, we mentioned earlier that you guys have over 1.4 million followers What is it about the two of you that you believe speaks to the heart of your followers?
I would say it's probably the authenticity. You know, we try to, like I said, make a bunch of home videos. We don't try to complicate it. We don't really want to do like fake reactions, stuff like that. So just every day in our lives, if something funny is happening, we'll pull out the phone and record it and post it. And I think people really like that. We try to stay true to ourselves. And I think it really translates.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's been your most viral video?
Probably Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That one
in the fashion one that we did on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Expound.
So I had asked James to say Coca-Cola without touching his lips, and he had no idea what I was saying, basically. So he just made it. He kept saying Coca-Cola. Go ahead, say it.
I was saying it in a funny way. I was tired.
We'll blame it on that.
I wasn't okay. thinking clearly.
Okay.
But it was a pretty funny video. And then also we had one where we, I guess I styled.
Yeah, James styled me in an outfit. And so that one went pretty viral too on Instagram.
Did it go viral because he did a good job or go viral because it was not so much?
You know, I'd like to think I did a pretty good job, but I think it went viral because just our banter, yeah. Just our natural back and forth was hilarious.
He was really into it too. So I think to see a video of like a boyfriend, like, you know, dressing up his girlfriend and how excited he was like while doing it, like a lot of people really like that. So
we tried to make it a runway show.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So let's be honest, you know, social media can be brutal. Everyone has their own opinion about everything and they can hide behind the comfort of their own keyboard. What are some of the most disheartening things you've heard are from your followers, and how do you guys handle that as a couple?
That's kind of hard, actually, because I grew up with a bunch of siblings. So if I see something negative, it just goes right past me. I've gotten in all kind of arguments. So people put negative stuff out there and I don't dwell on it. I don't remember it. It doesn't faze me at all.
And I would say usually it's from not our followers. It's from people who probably usually aren't following us, but we've definitely gotten some like racial slurs and like ugly comments in the past. But like James says, it really doesn't faze us. It doesn't keep us from doing what we love to do.
Okay. Now, Kalia, I heard you talk about this. You touched on a bit of this, but what role does spirituality play in your relationship? And why do you believe that's an important component to your relationship?
I grew up Christian, and just recently, like, we started going to church together and everything. And I think for us, God has to be the center of our relationship. Otherwise, our relationship will fail. So in everything we do, we put God first, and that's how we've been able to be successful in our eyes and just putting God first.
James, don't say she said it all.
It's been super eye-opening because it's more new for me. I was Christian when I was younger, but we would go to church, you know, like 2-3 times a year. So now that I'm starting to go to church more, I'm starting to gain a lot more knowledge and applying it in my life, me and Clea together, it's just amazing what can happen. And it's really beautiful to see. It's a journey that we are absolutely loving, and I can't wait to see where it takes us.
So I have to ask this question. You know, you guys been together for 6 years. Any plan? Where's the ring at? Is that part of the plan, or what's going on here? I have to ask.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The plan is in motion.
All right, good.
So, you have to stay tuned.
All right, stay tuned. All right. All right. Well, thank you guys. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you guys, James and Kalia, how can they find out more about what you're doing online?
We are James and Kalia on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and then we also just started a podcast called Beyond the Feed.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks, guys. Thanks, James. Thanks, Kalia.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.